The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and greetings, dear Sangha. So, karma as action. Karma is action, as these three aspects of action that we've been discussing the past couple of days. The intention around it, the leading edge, what is done, the action of the thought, speech, and body, and the trailing edge, what is left behind, what is created, what is made. So today I'd like to talk about what Andrew Olensky terms where the action is. So there are two aspects to every moment's experience. One is the content, what you're aware of. It could be a sound, a thought, a sensation. In fact, in Buddhism, there are six sense doors, as you know. You know, they're the five senses, the usual five senses that we have with smell and taste and touch and hearing and seeing. Those are five. And the sixth sense door is the door of the mind. So in any moment, you can choose to imagine a beach. You can bring to mind maybe a music that you love and play it in your mind. Again, it's a sound, but you can play it, or you can have a thought of, say, a happy thought or a sad thought. You can conjure it up. So in the mind door, everything can be chosen to be played up. So there's the object. There's the object of awareness. There are many objects, either physical objects or seeing, hearing, tasting, objects of the mind, which again, the mind can access all of those five objects, even remembering a touch, a sense of a sensation, you can remember it. You can recreate it in the mind door, which is pretty wild, right? It's pretty awesome being human. Like, we can do all this, right? Recreating all these objects, quote unquote, objects of knowing, objects of awareness, in the mind door, in the sixth door. I thought this was pretty cool when I first learned about the sixth mind door, a sixth door in Buddhism, whereas, you know, in Western psychology, we only have the five. Anyway, so in every moment's experience, there is the object of awareness, right? Which could be through the six sense doors. And then there is what our emotional response is towards this object of awareness, how we are relating to it, how we are engaging with it, right? So as discussed, as I just mentioned, the objects of awareness, they could be recreated in any moment in the mind door. and our mind-body apparatus can really, you know, lurch around from one object of awareness to another object of awareness very quickly. Sometimes at will, sometimes seemingly not at will, right? You're thinking about this, and then maybe you're meditating, you come back, and then you're thinking about something else, and just so these two, both the object of awareness and the way we relate to to it, the way we relate to it, our attitude, our reaction, etc. It's called in the Buddhist psychology, this is called sankharas or formations. This is called form, rupa. The objects are called rupa, and with the five aggregates. So those who are familiar with the teaching of the five aggregates, and if you're not, don't be overwhelmed or scared, like, what, five aggregates? Wait a minute, I'm just explaining them to you, so stay with me. So form is just the object of awareness, and also known in Pali, rupa. And then sankharas are the aggregates, is the aggregate of the way of the mental formations, or also called formations, the way we relate, the way we engage, we react in each moment. And in each moment, these shift and change, even though we have this sense of permanence. Every moment, it's a refreshing, because it can change every moment, right? So the sankharas, these reactions, these formations, these mental formations, these the ways we react, can shift and change every moment. So what is interesting is that, you know, if we were perhaps an automaton, a computer, my background being in artificial intelligence, you know, just knowing an object is one thing, right? Knowing. But the sankharas, the way we react, the way we respond, the way we relate to an object. In fact, that's where the action is. That is the way we engaged with an object. Because just knowing an object, oh, okay, all right, yeah, this is a pen. Okay, this is just a pen. But I love this pen. I don't want anyone to take it. Like, ah. Or, oh, I hate this pen. This reminds me of blah, blah, blah. That's, you know, difficult day. The way we engage, the way the sankharas, the way we are responding, engaging with an object, either physical object, object of the mind, that is what shapes and forms the next moment's experience. That's how we are shaped and formed. So a skillful, healthy way of relating to an object, it shifts, it forms us into a more skillful, into more a kinder, a less deluded, more equanimous person, being in the next moment. So we could say that perhaps the harm that comes, or the harm that we cause ourselves, isn't so much from the objects that we relate to. Again, physical objects, I'm talking about the objects of the six sense doors. Not so much from the objects, but the way we relate to the experience, the way we engage with the experience. That's where the karma is shaped, is through our experience, is how our next moment's experience is shaped. And our next moments of experience, and who we become, and who we are, and how we show up in the world. So this is quite profound, actually, to see this in Buddhist psychology, this teaching of karma, which is this way we engage and how we engage that shapes and forms who we become, who we are. Because that's also what Western psychology and neuroscience also, not surprisingly, suggests, you know, it's not so much the moment's experience, but those emotional memories, those emotions that really fix something in place, a memory of something becomes fixed in place because of the emotional engagement, because of the emotion that has been ignited, that has come alive as we have engaged with something that has occurred with an object in the six sense doors. And you know this to be true for your own experience. Maybe some moment of experience became really etched in your memory, in your heart and minds, a moment of experience in the past, because of the emotional response you had to it, because of the anger you had, or because of the love you had, or because of whatever happened, and that really felt like a formative moment. And in fact, in AI, in neural networks, that's called one-shot learning, when there is something so so important, so you know, a pattern that's so we give it so much weight that it becomes, oh, it's a one-shot learning. It really shapes and forms the shapes of the neural networks. But again, coming back to humans. So the way we engage, really, that's where the action is. The moment of anger becomes, and also it shapes the, it also grows. Maybe a moment of anger is a thought, and then it becomes a striking blow, or becomes a hurtful comment, or becomes a nasty thought, and then becomes an action, etc., etc., and then they grow. So who we are, and actually Andrew Oldensky says this beautifully, who we are and what world we inhabit actually consists of these series, of the series of these emotional responses unfolding within us. So it's actually just these series of emotional responses is who we are, and we keep conditioning them for the future. So how we hold ourselves right now in this moment, how are you holding yourself right now in this moment? How are you relating to the contents of your experience? How are we holding ourselves in this moment right now? Is it with greed, hatred, delusion? Is it with the opposite, generosity, with love, and with wisdom? How we hold ourselves right now, right here, people, right now, is the key to the next moment. So, it's not about what we engage with, it's how we engage with the what. It's the how. And that is so powerful. We have so much power to shift and change the way we engage in this moment. So then sitting on the cushion is important, of course, is when we really learn and observe and get to see our reactions with detail. And yet, the whole day, our entire life is our practice, because every moment we are shaping and forming our responses, our reactions, our karma. So, the time has come to an end. So I wish you a full day, a beautiful, a wise, a wholesome karma forming day of practice. Thank you so much for being here, for practicing, for your own benefit and the benefit of all beings whose lives yours touches. Thank you, and see you tomorrow. Be well.